Good
we appreciate it.
Good
yeah.
morning.
We know you can, and we know you're contractually obligated to do this.
part of the deal.
Yeah, part of the deal. And Michael, I hate to wake you up, man, because sometimes you scare me, man. I watch
you
some
very
of your
serious.
Roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're serious. You scare me, man. I'm wondering if I'm gonna say the wrong thing to you, and you're just gonna storm and wow. storm yeah. up and get out. And I hope you're not like that.
That can easily happen, but I Ooh. Think you'd be good.
Really? Because you know what? I was on the red carpet last night. And I was interviewing him, and I had this whole funny thing planned out. And then when I started talking to him, I was like, uh-oh. Better not
he ain't
do
playing.
It. He's not
nah,
playing that game.
He's not
I, was like, I was like, I'm not. I got serious
the jokes,
questions.
Yes.
Hey, but Michael, let me ask you straight out the gate here. You know, when you do a sequel to a very popular movie, mm-hmm. people will tend to compare the two because I already saw the movie,
yeah.
and that's the first thing I did.
Yeah.
And you know, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, I actually thought this was a little better, but you know, I think it's as good. I think I like the Las Vegas setting. I think that's
right.
what kind of did it for me.
Right.
But do you guys feel a little bit of pressure that, okay, you know, we know what they say about sequels. They're never as good as the first one. Mm-hmm. How you feel about this movie?
I think we were definitely very careful about making this movie. There's definitely some trepidation. I mean, you know, the first one surpassed our expectations, and so we knew we had something special. And everybody comes up to us and talks to us about that movie, so we knew we had something special. And to take a chance and mess with that was definitely something that, you know, gave us all a little bit of pause. But I think once we saw the script and once we realized we were going to be in Vegas and we were making a completely different movie, a much more funny, much more broad movie, I think that's when everybody just kind of said, all right, well, let's just put 100% into it and you know, see what happens and see how it comes out. And we'll do, you know, we're doing this for you guys. We're doing this
yeah.
for the fans, because yeah. otherwise, you know, we could have just left it at one and just, you know, kept it moving.
And kept it moving.
Yeah.
You know, the subtle nuance, there's one scene that you're in, man, that it was hilarious. And you didn't say much. And that's what I like about good actors. No disrespect. I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I appreciate that. Thank
Less
you.
Is best to me. Okay.
I agree.
And when Kevin Hart, I'll tell everybody, when Kevin Hart is having problems with the bill,
right.
and you pulled yeah. your wallet out of your pocket,
yeah.
and you put it back,
yeah.
that just that moment was one of the most hilarious parts in the movie yeah. to me.
Thank you.
It really
much.
Was. Less is best. Man, I'm like, this dude knows what he's doing, and you didn't change your expression. It was just well done. I love seeing great performances, and that's why I love Megan Good. You know, Megan is the most consistent working actress that takes so much hell for what her hair color is going to be or what dress she's going to wear in the Twitter sphere. You know, it's got to be a distraction, but does that stuff distract you at all?
No, I wouldn't say it distracts me. I mean, definitely I have a feeling about it. Just because sometimes it gets disappointing that people care that much about that kind of thing, opposed to mm-hmm. the other things that you do in the world that are so much more, you know, important.
Right.
But at the same token, no, it's not distracting at all. Once in a while, I might take to my Instagram and get a little festive with it. But
yeah,
keep it moving.
And, you know, I think what's so great about you is that, you know, we followed you as a young actress where, you know, you played some really heavy roles, really heavy-handed roles, very dramatic roles. And to see you in a comedic role,
yeah.
you know, it is, you know, I saw that when we did 35 and Ticking. I mean, you have natural comedic
you.
Timing.
Thank
and
you.
Is it a stretch? Is that something that you can teach somebody? Because there's a lot of people out there trying to be actors. Or is that just natural God-given ability?
You know, I honestly don't know. Comedy is always the most scary for me just because I always was that kid that told the joke and everyone go, no.
Oh, no.
I was that kid. And, you know, so, but, you know, so it's always a little self-conscious for me. It's you know, you have to kind of learn to be fearless and just go for it. And if it doesn't work, you know, recover quickly, pick up your face and keep it moving.
Yeah.
So for me, it's been a very freeing experience and a lot of fun for me as an actress because drama for me, I have so much stuff that I've been through in my life that it's easy for me to grab that and just
yeah.
go there. Comedy for me is... You know, it's scary, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's
well, you're natural, and you know, if you know, people stroke you all the time, but you know, I mean it, so you know where I'm coming from. But
yeah, she
one
looked
thing
at,
I want to say,
said people stroke me all the time.
Like,
she
wow.
knows you. She looked at the microphone like nasty. She is so nasty.
But I want to tell you something about this movie. This movie was cut together. I mean, it's rapid fire. It moves, and I
yeah.
like that pacing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of different from the last one. It's like the dialogue is snappy and it's fresh and it's quick. And was that deliberately done? Was Tim Story pushing you guys, Tim Story, the director, pushing you guys to deliver these lines at that pace, or they just cut it together like that?
Yeah, you know, the tone for comedy is faster, better, faster, faster, better. And Tim pushed that day in and day out. And anytime you're working with Kevin Hart, I mean, Kevin talks so fast.
Yeah.
That sometimes you can't understand what he's saying. You know what I mean?
So right.
Even if you're in the scene with him, you're like, what'd you say? So right. It's very awkward sometimes, but you just got to keep pushing. And you got to think fast, and you got to be one step ahead of your audience, and that's the key to comedy.
So
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you guys are like actors. You've both been acting forever. When you're working on the set with new actors, like maybe like a Lala or a Terrence J, mm-hmm. how is that for you?
I mean, it's always it's the cool. funny thing about yeah. It's great. Like Lala and Terrence brought it. Like the scene where Terrence kind of lets his mom have it. Like yeah. I shed a tear and I was like, Terrence, you were so good in that scene, make me proud. Like, you know. And
well, he was no Terrence Howard now. Come on.
Hey, but he did it. But he did his thing. But he did his thing. And,
yes, he
and
did.
You got to remember, he's not been acting as long as Terrence Howard has.
That's true.
And you know, and for all of us, it's a progression. We all continue to grow.
Right.
You know, in our craft, but it, to me, it's amazing because I love to see people with good hearts who are talented kind of grow and get opportunities and do yeah. amazing. You know.
You know what? You're gorgeous. I can't stand your skin.
Thanks.
Stop hating.
That's why she catches hell.
You're so pretty. Like your
so
skin.
Are you.
You're. Thank you.
Wait, but well, anyway, let me tell you.
No,
let me tell you.
You're
thing.
Amazingly you can beautiful. Be you know what I'm saying? You see people in movies. And but you're so gorgeous in person, it's amazing.
She doesn't need makeup.
You don't even
trust
she
me.
Doesn't really have any on. You don't even look
no.
real.
Thank you.
No.
What?
You know who else who I thought was really good in the movie? Gary Owen.
Yeah.
I thought his quick like yeah. his quick lines and you know, like I said, I love that kind of comedy. I like it when it's quick, deliver, less is best.
What'd you
I
think of his Ray brilliant. Lewis?
Right, that was funny. That was hilarious.
Yeah, he had been working on that one for a while.
But more hilarious than that is the fact that Will Packer put himself in a movie and had way too much Vaseline on his lips. And you know what? You tell Will that Russ Parr says, back off on the lip gloss, dude. You don't need that much. But every time I see him, he's got Vaseline on his lips. But it's cool. It's cool. I mean, you got to put yourself in your movies. Hey, listen, you guys hold on right there. We're gonna wrap up with Megan Good and, of course, Michael Ealy. Stars of Think Like a Man 2. I highly recommend this movie. We got to support it. That way we can keep getting funny stuff like this. Russ Parr Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, yes, Megan Good and Michael Ealy here. Who's this on the phone?
Hey, this is Rick.
Rick.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, I just want to know, I want to ask Mike and Megan, I hear a lot of comments about this not being a black movie. It's a universal movie. But can you really honestly say that when the director's black and then I heard that 90% of the cast is black, and even Gary Owen has a wife. So is this a black movie?
I don't know how you guys answer that. Would you consider this to be a black movie?
No. I mean, not all the cast is black, and I don't think it's like, you know, Michael, go ahead and get that.
Yeah, I think if you got Gary Owen in the movie, instantly it stops. It, you know, it ceases to be a black movie
right.
at that wow. point. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I think Gary Owen makes it more of a black movie than anybody else, honestly. Because has he ever been in a white movie?
No, he hasn't, because they don't want him.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want him. Because, you know, to be honest with you, Gary is just an average actor.
Below average, even a worse comedian.
Fairly decent comedian.
Right, yeah.
But sucks as an actor, to be perfectly honest with you. The only reason that they put him in there because they have to have at least one white person.
Right.
And maybe somebody that might be married to a black woman,
yeah.
you know, just to balance
actually,
it out.
We actually lost the black's tax credit because of Gary Owen.
Ain't that something?
Rick, are you still there, Rick?
Rick?
Hey, Rick, you know what? It's so hard to find good white help, and when we can find it, it's always Gary Owen. You know, whenever we're in casting sessions,
yeah.
and they say, we need a white guy for this role, it's yeah. either Gary Owen or Taye Diggs.
What?
And
I mean, he's actually not.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Russ.
Just kidding. Hey, Rick, did that answer your question?
Damn, he hung up.
Oh, no.
Rick,
did we lose
there?
Rick?
No, Rick's back.
I'm back. Sorry, man. Sorry about that. My cricket ran out. I just put money on
hey,
it.
Hey, Gary, you didn't fault. Get the Rick voice didn't work,
it
Gary.
Was, yeah, it was lame. We knew it was you.
Hey, go back to your black world in Cincinnati, man.
Hey, this is Gary. This is Gary, by the way.
Oh, we know.
You guys knew?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought I got you guys.
No.
Next time.
No.
Sorry.
Hey, Gary, take care of yourself, man.
All right, look. Hey, go see the movie. Mike and Megan, way to rep DC.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Rich.
Oh, my God. I got to go on board. I'm stuck in traffic.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Tweet about it.
Gary Owens is a nut. He's a nut.